Let us hide ourselves in Him. Can you think of any place safer, stronger, more secure than to hide ourselves in the Lord's loving arms, to base our lives on His powerful promises, to come close to Him when even it seems like the foundations of our life or of this world are shaking? We come to Him, we hide in Him, we rely on Him. And what a blessing there is to do that. What an opportunity. This little short series that we've done here as we lean our way towards Thanksgiving, the idea, you know, we were looking at elections. Well, what have we had? Elections, pandemic, of course, is still going now into year three. Inflation, that's new this year, isn't it? And wars and just so much more. There are all kinds of challenges. Some of you in this room have personal health challenges. There may be a war over on the other side of the world, but there's a war, there's an infection going on right now in you. There's a struggle in your life, or other things going on in our lives, whether it's relationships or whatever it is, these challenging times. And what's fascinating is God's not surprised by any of it. You ever thought about that? The one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever is not surprised. He's not surprised when the boat was swamped and the water's coming over the edge. I mean, it's legitimately a scary situation, but He's not surprised. And I think it's a worthwhile reminder for us, as we heard in the Old Testament reading, that there in Psalm 11, verse 3, God speaks about these challenging times. That was almost 3,000 years ago that He wrote about that, and God asked this really important question for us to take a look at. When the foundations are being destroyed, what will the righteous do? The setup in that psalm is, you know, hey, there's bad stuff going on. Are you going to flee? Are you going to run to the hills? Are you going to go do this? Are you going to panic? Are you going to be upset about that? Or it's kind of, you know, like asking the disciples in the boat, you know, hey, we're in this really tough situation. What are the righteous going to do? Of course, in the psalm, the encouragement is that the Lord's our refuge. He's the one I'll turn to, I'll hide in, I'll trust. With the disciples in the boat, they ask a question that may sound like it's missing a little bit on their faith, and Jesus even asks them about that, but they knew where to go. They who were relying on Him knew, we better ask Jesus for help. Even if their faith is small and struggling and not yet sure, even if at the end of it they're going, who is this? Who has the power to stop the wind and the waves? We may not have it all right all the time, but where do we who trust in the Lord, who have called on His name, who are even called after His name as little Christs, Christians, Christians, where do we turn when it seems like the foundations, the things we've relied on, whether it's the foundation of our nation or it's the foundation of our health, whatever it is that's going on, the very foundation of our family might be shaking. Where do we go? What are the righteous going to do? Well, we can panic. We could try to hide from it like an ostrich putting our head in the sand. Or we can, when we feel that fear, not give in. Go to the right place. And I think it's really important. I pray I'm never the kind of pastor that bashes anyone up here from a pulpit or any other time for feeling afraid. The question is, what do we do when we're afraid? When you're in the hospital room, or when you've been in that scary driving situation, or something's going on in some other area of your life, there's going to be that response of fear. It's what do we do then with that? Where do we go? We're working on that. Hey, it came back. Good. I like that. We don't give in. We don't give up, even when the microphones do things to us. We do not give in. See, I'd suggest it's where we go when we feel that fear that really matters. If the fear is going to come, it's a universal thing for us on this side of heaven. But where do we go? How do we handle it? Who do we turn to when we feel that? I don't think there's a lottery prize big enough that can make all fears go away. I don't think there's an alarm system perfect enough that can make it so no scary things ever happen in your life. I don't think they've built a car safe enough with little airbags all the way around it so you will never, ever be involved in an accident or ever run out of fuel or have any other difficulty. But where we do go when we have those difficulties. Or maybe to whom we go is a better way to say it. This is where we find our strength. Well, that's what the disciples did. They're in the boat. They're with Jesus. He's asked them to take him to another place. It says in Mark 4, verse 35, that he said, let's go over to the other side. There's other people to see. There are other things to do. There are others for us to reach. And so they leave the crowd behind. They take him along just as he was. Well, it's funny they throw that phrase in there, just as he was. How was he? He just fed 5,000 men plus women and children, about 15, 20,000 people. He had just put his hands on and ministered and healed and driven out demons. I'd say taking him just as he was means he's exhausted. He's wiped out. And we see that asleep there in the kitchen, or excuse me, on the cushion in the back. But in the midst of that, a storm comes. The fearful circumstance. We don't expect it. That's probably part of what makes it so fearful, is when those things pop up. You know, we're waiting for the biopsy result, or we get that phone call in the middle of the night, and we go, it can never be a good phone call in the middle of the night, right? And whatever it is, the storm comes up, and it's real. Water's coming over the boat. These were fishermen day in and day out. They knew when water's coming in the boat, that's a bad thing. So what did they do? They went to Jesus where he was asleep. Teacher, Jesus, help us. And in that little bit of fear, they ask a question that maybe you have felt before too. Maybe you've even asked, Lord, don't you care? That fear can grip us. That uncertainty, that struggle can be there. And the very first thing may be that we go, God, why is this happening? Don't you care? I thought there were like perfect promises around us and a bubble, and then bad things aren't supposed to happen to your children. We come when we're afraid. And we can, I hope, go past that question of don't you care? Because we know he's cared all the way from that boat and all the way to the cross and all the way out to emptying out the tomb and promising he'll one day empty every graveyard as he takes us to be with him in heaven. We know he cares. But in the fear, we might forget for a moment. So today's a good reminder for us that we can have hope because Jesus is in the boat with you. You know, he walked this earth. He felt his family reject him. He experienced hunger and thirst and every single temptation and difficulty and fearful circumstance there could be. The death of his cousin John and knowing his own death was soon to follow. So much everything that every man or woman has ever felt in temptation, Jesus has felt it. And so he's able to sympathize with our weaknesses, Scripture tells us. That's another way of saying he's in the boat with us. He knows how it feels. He knows how you feel. He knows, and he's with us. We can have that hope that he understands, that he cares, that he's going to do that. And even more than having the hope, we can also have some peace. You know, I don't know about you, but over the years, when I would read that verse from Philippians 4, verse 7, rejoice, I will say it again, rejoice. Let your evidence, your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, meaning like he's in the boat with you, which is good. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I don't know, maybe I'm unique, but in my imagination, I can think of plenty of situations where I might feel anxious and I don't feel like giving thanks in that moment. And then I thought about it. I asked the Lord about that. And I said, you know, like Lord, I didn't win the $2 billion lottery. I'm really disappointed. And he said, your bank account's not empty, is it? Lord, I didn't get to have filet mignon last night. I'm a little, you know, anxious. Your belly doesn't look empty to me. You see, for those things where we can feel anxious about, we can also, yes, even as we bring the request, even as we bring the need to him, we can do it with thanks because hasn't God been there for you in the past? Hasn't he showed up? Hasn't he provided and helped and made promises that even if everything doesn't look or feel or work perfectly in this world, there was a reunion waiting for us where the Lord will not only wipe away our tears, but reintroduce us to the loved ones who've gone before us, who may be disease or some other way that death took them from us now. we'll be back together with them. Isn't there a way we can see in any hurt, in any fear, in anything we're anxious about, we can say, yes, Lord, you have helped in the past, and I'm thankful. And I'm thankful that you who helped in the past are going to help me again. And so I can bring the painful, hurtful, even there in the emergency room or the ICU, bring that prayer to him with thanks that, Lord, I know you hear me. I know you're in the boat with me. I know you know how this feels. We can have peace that Jesus can still the storm. And even if it feels like in this life it doesn't still it, he can bring us through the storm and through anything. Those disciples asked each other, who is this that even wind and wave obey him? Who is this that even death and grave obey him? Who is this that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord. In heaven and on earth and even those under the earth. The one who holds death and hell in his hands and more importantly holds you in his hands that they never really get a hold of you as we get back with him forever. Yes, we're going to have fearful things. We're going to face them, but beyond what our minds can understand, beyond what our hearts maybe can bear at times, he still gives us a peace to help us when I can't figure out why. I can't understand how. I don't know if I can take any more pain or grief. My heart is just weighed down so much. And if you felt that, or if you haven't felt it yet, know that there is a peace that can come and cover over what we can't seem to bear, cover over what we can't seem to understand. That's what that promise there is all about. A peace from God, which is higher than what we can understand, will guard us, guard our hearts, guard our minds. That is why we don't have to be anxious. And that wonderful peace that he has promised, he will give. That peace, again, that transcends all understanding, will guard you. Because he loves you that much. Because he's in the boat with you. Because he chose you and made you his own. And he's not letting go now. So we ask for the help and the support. And we give thanks to him, believing he has done it before and he'll do it again. And we hold on. We hold on and we watch. We watch, and can we say that we also give thanks? We give thanks for the Jesus who won't abandon us. We give thanks that he is going to be with us for another day. That we give thanks even that he promises us all eternity, where he'll care for us and restore us and welcome us and celebrate with us. We give thanks for the Lord who's in the boat with us, who's there even in those lowest, hardest moments. He's not exhausted anymore like when he was there on earth. He is praying for you. He is strengthening you from the inside out. He is the one who not only is in the boat with you, but he's also the one who wants you in heaven with him. And he's not going to stop. And I think also, this Lord whose love endures forever, whose love endures, he promises that you will endure forever too. So hold on to that this Thanksgiving. Hold on to it as maybe the dishes don't all turn out perfectly. You know, we didn't have the pecans and the sweet potato pie or whatever it is. Hold on to the one that holds on to you and promises that his love endures forever and you will too. Amen.